This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines. First, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwa directs government services to be delivered in a timely, efficient and effective manner. Dry landslide obstructs Narangarh Mughlin Road and torrential rain leaves millions stranded in Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuwa has directed that government services to be delivered in a timely, efficient and effective manner. Inaugurating the newly constructed administrative building in the Dhangadi sub-metropolis, Prime Minister Deuwa said that the people's work should be done quickly and effectively. Prime Minister Deuwa stated that moving forward for development and prosperity requires coordination between the federal, state and local levels. Prime Minister Deuwa said that the work of the Health Science Academy in Geta would be taken forward soon by bringing an act related to the academy. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister of Sudur Pashchim Province, Tilochan Bhatta, said that the state government has allocated a budget for the road infrastructure of the Dhangadi sub-metropolis. The Narangarh Mughlin Road has been obstructed by a dry landslide at 4 kilo of Ichhakama Narula Municipality 6 in the Chitwan district, disrupting two-way traffic. Deputy Superintendent of Police Narhari Adhikari said coordination with the Department of Roads is on the way to resume the traffic. The Besi Sahar Chame Road has been blocked again due to landslides. The road had come into operation on Friday afternoon but was blocked again this morning due to a landslide on the Kharkhare Bhir in Besi Sahar Municipality 6. Inspector Officer at the District Police Office Lamjung Jagdish Regmi said as a result, passengers have been stranded since this morning. The Dumri Besi Sahar Chame Road Project Office Lamjung has started clearing the landslide. Slide debris, but it is uncertain how long it will take, police said. The Besi Sahar Chame Road is the only road connecting Lamjung and Monang districts. The Bhaise Bhimpedi Road section, which remained blocked due to landslide, has resumed operations. According to Area Police Office Bhimpedi, the road had been blocked due to landslide in Pandrang of Bhimpedi Rural Municipality 4 since last night. Similarly, the short route connecting Hetora Bhimpedi to Kathmandu has not been able to operate on the Sisneri Road section yet. According to Bhimpedi Police, the landslide is being removed for the resumption of traffic. The 14th National Veterinary Conference started in Pokhara on Friday. The conference has been organized with the objective of sharing the results of research and innovation in the field of veterinary medicine and discussing the situation of the veterinary sector of Nepal. The conference is being attended by 400 people, including scientists, veterinarians, professors, researchers, and enterprising farmers working in the field of animal science and fisheries. Representatives of veterinary associations of SAARC countries, including India, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, are also participating in the conference, which will end today. The monsoon winds are having a general effect in Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province currently. Other provinces have the influence of local winds and the east-west low-pressure line in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India. Presently, there has been normal to full cloud cover in Province 1, Madhes Province and Bagmati Province and partial cloud cover in the rest of the country. There is light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning taking place in a few places in Province 1, Madhes Province and Bagmati Province. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather will remain the same tonight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 18 people died as floods caught a swath across northeastern India and Bangladesh, leaving millions of homes underwater. In India's Assam state, at least 9 people died in the floods and 2 million others saw their homes submerged in flood waters, according to State Disaster Management Agency. Both countries have asked the military to help with the severe flooding, which could worsen because rains are expected to continue over the weekend. Several train services were cancelled in India amid incessant rains over the past 5 days. India's army has been asked to help other disaster response agencies rescue stranded people and provide food and essentials to those whose houses are submerged under flood waters. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the sanctions imposed by the West on Russia after its invasion of Ukraine are mad and thoughtless. Speaking at a forum in St. Petersburg, he said the restrictions were more harmful to those who imposed them. Western nations have been seeking to strike a balance between punishing Russia and protecting their economies. But speaking at the annual St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, President Putin claimed the EU could lose more than $400 billion because of its sanctions against Russia. He said inflation was increasing across the 27-member bloc and the real interests of people in Europe were being sidelined, but did not explain what that meant. There are fears for the safety of dozens of worshippers in the Afghan capital of Kabul after a Sikh temple was hit in an explosion. The blast occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning and it is unclear if there are casualties. One local official at the scene, Gurnam Singh, said there had been up to 30 people inside the temple at the time of the blast. Local broadcaster Tolo aired footage showing heavy grey plumes of smoke rising from the area. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva directs government services to be delivered in a timely, efficient and effective manner. Dry landslide obstructs Narayanganj Mughlin Road and torrential rain leaves millions stranded in Bangladesh. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.